thank you for joining me on the Mighty Dragon this evening. And with me, I have actor Miguel Lopez. How are you, sir?
Hello, everyone. I'm great. I'm just finally enjoying this 50-degree weather in here in New Jersey because it's been snowing for pretty badly for the last like 2 weeks.
Yes, it's been pretty crazy weather over in the States. We've seen on the news here. So snow in places there shouldn't be snow. So.
Yeah, correct.
So I've got a Mandalorian background here. You were in the Mandalorian. And I wanted to ask you, first of all, what your route into acting was. How did you get into it?
I'll start from a long time ago. My parents are from Spain, so I used to spend all my summers in Spain. And there was just one particular summer that I stayed a little bit longer because I begged my parents. I was like, hey, there's like this festival going on in Spain in September. Can I go to school a little later instead of being there in September? And then they granted me that wish. And then 9/11 happened. So I got stuck in Spain for another, I don't know, it was like 3 weeks. And by that time, all of the electives and everything that you wanted to take in high school, everybody already had their place in their class. And I didn't know how to express myself or emotions or anything like that. So the only class that was available was theater arts. And I liked movies. I liked cinema. My dad showed me all the great movies, Stanley Kubrick and Spielberg and Kurosawa and things like that. So I said, all right, let me jump into this. And then I just took it and ran with it. So that's kind of how I started.
And what were your favorite films from when you used to go to the cinema?
Well, the first movie I saw in the movies or in the cinema, I'll never forget, was Hook. I think it was like 1991.
Oh, okay, yeah. Hook.
Yeah,
yeah, I remember
that. First movie, and I was like, yeah, I believe I'm a boy too. Like I want to fly.
Yeah,
it was great. It was great. But like some of my favorites growing up, I liked like the Monster Squad, and not until. I believe that was like an intermediate school. My parents, some of my friends introduced me to the Star Wars and the Indiana Joneses and all those big trilogies. So that's kind of when I fell in love with the galaxy that George Lucas created.
That's fantastic. I can see where you are now, how you learned that as a kid. And little did you know that you'd be in the sort of Star Wars universe yourself later.
Yeah, I was
kind of
freaking out. I was freaking out when I found out because, you know, the Tusken Raiders are in episode four, you know, they're like the original bad guy. It's like the first bad guy that you see, kind of. I mean, not really. You see Vader, but he's like, you know, anyway, we'll get to there, I guess.
Yeah, the Tusken Raiders, I was just going to say, they had an edge about them, didn't they? That they were very, very creepy. To me, they were. And I was a kid when I watched Star Wars, first of all, the original ones. And they were super scary and creepy. It was a real dark side to them, really, I feel.
What was behind those eyes, behind that tunnel vision of eyes? It was like, what's back there? And then they make noises and nobody knows anything about them.
Yes. Okay. I was going to ask you, you touched on your Spanish heritage there, speaking Spanish as well as English, has that given you more opportunities in the acting sort of arena?
It has. There's been many a times where, my name is Miguel Angel Lopez. It's very the John Smith of America, you know, very... a common name. So it's like hard to get out of that pigeonhole. Yeah, I was born here. I'm first generation American, but both my parents are from Spain. So when I started going to auditions, they were like, hey, tone down the accent because we say everything with a th and not a s. So it opened me up to commercials, which was great. And, you know, there's a huge Spanish market, which I love to be a part of. Sometimes I just don't look like a Miguel Angel Lopez, and I get it. But I'm embracing it, and it's great. I mean, diversity is a big thing that Hollywood and Atlanta and New York City is a part of now. So it's really nice. But I would say, it's definitely given me more opportunities. For sure.
Okay, I've got quite a few bilingual actors on my blog, and I'm always quite interested in their sort of range of work that they do. And it's like, wow, it's so impressive. You know, they've got so much more open to them, haven't they?
So I did two commercials, one for Toyota, one for Walmart. I didn't talk in either one of them, but they're in the Hispanic network. So I was
No,
like,
I could do
okay, shit. Yeah, I know.
that.
So I mean, I was happy to do it, but I really wish that I could speak in some of those commercials, you know?
Talking about your acting career from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. to The Mandalorian, what has been your favorite role and why?
I have to say the Tusken Raider. Yeah, I loved being on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I was there two episodes. It was really nice. I was very sad that they canceled that show.
God,
There
my
was
husband
yep.
loves that. He loves that show, my husband.
It was so much fun. It's like what the Marvel universe is. And anyway, so the weird thing is that they wanted me for episode 10, the Leap episode, and there's an agent that dies in that episode. No spoilers, but and I'm sitting there in the costumes with him, and he's getting his makeup done, and he introduces himself, and he's like, "Hey, so I heard you're the agent Moore." And I was like, "Yeah, what's going on?" He goes, "One agent dies, the other one gains his wings." And I was like, "That would be so cool. Like if I take over or if I was a bigger part of this series, whatever." And then they called me like a few weeks later. My first day on set was the day that Stan Lee died, which was
Oh
super
gosh.
sad. You could just kind of like feel it on the set. Everybody was sad, and I think they called it a half day that day. But then they called me for episode one of that season, and they gave me more lines, and I had the name, and I was like, "Oh, they're introducing this Agent Moore guy. Let's get more of Moore, you know?" And then we finished this show, and I was like, "Oh, they're gonna cancel it." And I was like, "They're never going back to wherever I was, you know?" So, yeah, it
How
was a
many
bummer.
seasons? How many seasons was
Seven,
that?
seven.
Oh gosh, that's so annoying, isn't it? So do you have any special memories from The Mandalorian behind the scenes
Oh, so
that you
many.
can share with us?
So many. I happened to bring The Shining to read while I was on set because
Did
we were there
you?
for a
Wow.
week. Yeah, so I'm over here reading The Shining. I'm hanging out, and then I got to meet Pedro and Jon Favreau on my first day. It was like really nice. They were amazing. And then I asked Pedro if he wanted to learn the sign language with me. And he was like, "Oh, they sent that to you?" I was like, "What do you mean? You haven't gotten it yet?" And he goes, "They don't send me anything, man. Yeah, let's work on this sign language." So the next morning, we like we're in our, like our dressing rooms shared a wall, or whatever. And we're talking about the sign language, and then he's like, "Question, was it you that was reading The Shining that day?" And I was like, "Yeah, that was me." And he goes, and then we just started talking about Kubrick and The Shining and everything. And Pedro and I don't know, we became close in that week that I was on set, which was fantastic. But then they were in the middle of the conversation, and they called us into that room, the amazing volume, and it's like Pedro's on my left, John's in front of me, Timothy Olyphant, my other friend Xavier that played Tusken Raider number two, and we like walk into this set, and I was like, I'm on Tatooine. Like, what is going on?
Amazing.
We were outside yesterday, but I'm in Tatooine today because when I started shooting, there was no like idea of like where they were shooting these amazing outdoor shots. I was like, I don't know what any like they must be in some serious locations. Nope, turns out that they were in El Segundo, Los Angeles, California. And in this amazing room. So they're like, "Move the wall or move the mountains a little to the left and bring the sunset down and make the hues." And I just couldn't believe it. I was like in awe. And he was like, and like Pedro nudged me and he's like, Like he like brought me back to life. I was like, this is crazy.
Oh my
Um, yeah,
gosh.
yeah, it was really cool. There was like a lot of great moments. And a lot of things that they cut out, which is sad. But I mean, you gotta appease the story, and you gotta move forward. Like whenever let's call him Grogu because that's his name. I
Yeah.
found out his name that day,
Okay.
and then I was like, when that episode came out, I was like, they're gonna name him. I don't know when because they only send you your specific sides. And I was like, they're
Right.
gonna name him, and that name didn't come out. And then I was like, wait, what did I miss? And then episode two, and then three, and then four. I said, they're never gonna name this guy. And then finally, the most meaningful, most spectacular way of naming this creature was through the Force, and it made so much sense. I was kind of freaking out then, but
Amazing.
yeah. But whenever Baby Yoda is on the set, and everyone's like, oh, we got to get coverage of him, everybody stops what they're doing. Nobody breathes and goes to the nearest monitor, and they're like, oh, he's
It
so
is
cute.
the cutest thing I have
It's,
ever seen.
I know, I
It
know. I hate to say it, but I know. It's so
It
cool.
totally is.
Like, there was that moment when they had the flamethrower, and they needed to get his reaction. So they have this like weird like FX light that does all the colors, and they're
Yeah.
doing his reactions, and they're like, all right, make him sad, and he's like, ew, make him scared, and
Oh my God.
they go through all of the ranges of emotion for him, and everybody's just like, oh, he's so cute. I mean, there's so many things that I could say. It was like
Yeah.
it was a dream to be on that set, and everybody was really nice, and I
Yeah.
wish to go back.
And did you feel a lot of pressure on there, or were you just like really enjoying it and you didn't feel much pressure?
I didn't
Or.
feel much pressure at all, and it was a dream working for John,
Yeah.
because I don't want to say that I'm a nobody, but I had a vision for what I was doing, and I would ask John, and John would say, let's try it, let's do it, yeah, however. And whenever I did it, it was like, yeah, he gets it. So like that argument that I was having around the fire with Timothy Olyphant, he's like, this needs to spice it up. Let's figure it out. And then
Yeah.
like Timothy kind of like threw the thing in there, and then I stood up, and then he was like, yeah, that's it. Everybody get their clothes on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it. Like
Great.
we get it, So it was like really nice, and I would recommend something, and he was always open and willing for me to try it, and I
Amazing,
loved it. So
amazing. So
really not
hopefully
much pressure.
we'll see you back on there.
Yeah, it would be great. It would be great.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's like the
Yeah.
only gig in town, really.
But don't you think that it's more aligned to the original Star Wars films? It has the essence of it.
It's like a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely.
It's a breath of fresh air. I mean, people could be mad at me for saying that, but I mean, the newest trilogy, I wasn't crazy about it. It was too much. What I love
Yeah.
about The Mandalorian is it's very, very honed in to very specific people, and
Yeah.
it's short, it's sweet. They get it. They understand the world that they're in. Dave
Yeah.
Filoni is like a genius. As soon as I finished season one of Mandalorian, I went through and I watched all of Clone Wars, and then I watched all of Rebels. And just like his story and how he sees Lucas's world is
Yeah.
fantastic. So,
Yeah. Fantastic. And I have to ask you, as a child, who was your favorite Star Wars character?
well, I'm wearing him right now, Boba Fett.
Oh.
He was the most
Oh.
mysterious
Yeah.
character, and like everybody was like, oh, I love Han Solo. He's like cool, and he's quick, and he's witty, and he's got it going on, and he's got Princess Leia. And I was like, yeah, but Boba Fett caught him.
Absolutely.
Like
Boba Fett
as
is the man.
he like he was like mysterious. Like I guess I liked all of the masked characters.
Yeah.
Like Vader, he was very
Yeah.
terrifying. Boba Fett, and then I guess that's really those are really the only two. I mean, but who doesn't like Luke
Yeah.
Skywalker
I
too?
think Jeremy Bullock, who unfortunately passed away recently, I think he would have been so proud to see what has happened to that character of
Oh
Boba Fett
yeah.
and his evolution, especially we're going to see the Boba Fett Diaries this year, aren't we? By the end of the
We
year, I
are,
assume. So
yeah.
hopefully
I'm
that'll
pumped
be
for
as good as
that.
The Mandalorian.
Oh,
You
I'm
need to go
sure
in
it is.
for
Well, I would
that.
love to.
Yeah.
And then we got Kenobi shooting as
Yeah.
well. I think that's shooting in London, which I'm a little too
Apparently
far from
so.
that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to have to ha go back to London and hang out. I'm in the countryside at the moment, so I'm going
Okay.
to go back and hang around somewhere.
Nobody needs to be in any cities right now. Just like go be in the
Exactly.
countryside because it's wonderful and beautiful and you live
Yes.
off the land.
Yes.
And social distancing is a lot easier.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to touch upon your time in New York, and it seemed that you were more into theatre than theatre
Yeah.
work. Is that something that you'd like to return to?
I pray that theater does not die due to COVID. Like
Yeah.
it's such a raw experience being there. Every night is unique,
Yeah.
and there's like all these nuances that you find with your character when you get audience reactions that you didn't expect, or today I'm not feeling this well, but I'm going to give it my best or whatever.
Yeah.
I miss it. I miss that whole aspect of the raw energy that the audience gives you. Film is great and it pays. Theater doesn't pay that much at the
Love to go
moment.
back.
That's like kind of where I started.
Yeah.
Not saying that that's where I want to finish, but I would love to eventually have some sort of just be able to do a play on Broadway or somewhere.
Yeah.
That's like the. That's the upper echelons of acting for me, I think.
One of my past guests mentioned that in LA that there isn't such a theatre scene like they have in New York. It's completely different. It's like a film there and theatre over in New York. Is that right?
Yeah, that's 100% correct.
Yes.
It's correct. I was gonna move back to New York because I missed it. I went to go see a bunch of Broadway plays. But then I flew back to LA and there just so happened to be this small black box theater casting for this crazy show and I auditioned for it just to see if I got it. I got it. And
Yeah.
2 weeks later, the director quit and she was like, Miguel, I don't think that anybody should take over this whole production except for you. Would you take the job? And I said, sure. And I ended up like recasting both of the shows that I was doing and directed theater for like 6 months. It was a
Great.
really cool experience. Yeah. Will I ever do it again? Probably not. Not under those circumstances, but it's like really small over there. There's a few theaters, but nothing like Broadway or New York City.
Would you say
And
that theatre acting enhances an actor even more, gives them equipped with more tools?
the thing about theater acting is that everything is very big, but once you know how big is, then it's easier to reel it in a
Right.
sense. And in television, everything's so small, minute, and whatever. But it's hard for when you need to be big. You don't know how big that you can get, or there's like that
Yes.
experience of not being big. But once you're in the game of theater, everything is there's a great range that we learn as actors. So yeah, I think
Okay.
it's very important. And then you get to shake out those nerves. You have real people there. And
Yeah.
film and television is different. It's fun because you
Yeah.
can do it again or, try it. And it's all the magic of editing, really.
Yes. Cool. How did you adapt as an artist to the challenges of 2020 with the pandemic?
Oh, geez. To be honest, I really haven't. It's been really hard. And I say this. Because when I was living in LA, everything shut down, and it was okay because it was only going to be 2 weeks. But then it started to prolong and prolong, and I just tried to stay, mentally sane and physically fit. So I started reading a lot of
Yeah.
plays and reading a lot of books. And then I slowly saw that the industry started moving to Atlanta. And more people are going to Atlanta. And
Oh.
then, yeah. So now I'm in the process of like considering to move to Atlanta for just a short period of time because that's kind of where everything's going. And I've
Why is
also,
that? Why is that, do you think?
because Georgia has like amazing tax credits.
Right.
So it's like, let's just say a quarter of your budget kind of goes back to your pocket.
Yeah.
But now, because of all these productions costing more because of COVID, they're getting a little less in their pocket, but they're still not spending as much in a
Right.
sense. But what I have found is that like I missed writing. I wrote two feature films about like one was 6 years ago, the other one was about 4 years ago. So I finished my third feature, and then I'm working on my fourth feature now, and I've
Yeah.
been into photography and videography, and I like being behind the camera as well. So hopefully someday in 2021, maybe I'll direct something, or maybe I'll sell my screenplay or something like
Yes.
that. So that's
Well,
kind of
when
what
you
I'm
do, you'll be
yeah.
welcome back onto the Mighty Tea Dragon and we can
Oh, great.
chat
That
about
would be
it
awesome.
here. And so 2021, this is going to be more scripts.
Yeah, I think it's going
Maybe
to be
The
more
Mandalorian.
scripts. Maybe. They did give me another opportunity to be on season three,
Yeah.
and I didn't get it. But there's a lot of cool stuff coming,
Yeah.
so from what I hear. And yeah, that would be great. But more like season four. Let's go season four.
Oh, please. Oh, I
Yeah,
can't wait for, yeah.
they're a big office that likes to cast everything before they go into production because
Yeah.
they are working in that volume, and you know they could just be like, boom, 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 we're gonna shoot all of this in this set,
Yeah.
whatever. So it's easier for them. But yeah, let's go season four. That'd be great.
Fantastic. Well, I just wanted to wish you all the best and thank you so much for joining me here,
Yeah, absolutely.
Miguel. And how do I say thank you and goodbye in Spanish?
Muchas gracias y hasta luego.
Oh, muchas
Muchas
gracias.
gracias, yeah, y hasta luego.
Y hasta luego.
There you go. Perfecto.
See? I did it. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
And
thank you.
hopefully speak to you again soon.
Yeah, sounds great, Victoria. Have a good one.
Take
Ciao, Mighty
care.
Dragoners.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Thank you to Miguel Lopez for his time, and see you soon on The Mighty Dragon.